Time for the KSL In Depth. Will Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the country give groups like ISIS more ammunition to recruit people against us?
Joining us live from Israel on the KSL Newsline is University of Utah professor and counterterrorism expert Amos Giora. Amos, without asking you to climb into the minds of ISIS here, which would be a frightening exercise, what are your thoughts on this, having studied them?
Good morning, good afternoon, thanks for having me. First of all, I find Trump's comments beyond reprehensible and awful. I don't think there's any doubt about that, at least from my perspective. From ISIS's perspective, it's food for the fodder, if you will. It's easy to play on the theme of the West against us. And I think from a recruiting perspective, I don't mean this lightly in any way, it makes for a pretty effective recruiting poster in terms of the us-them paradigm that is so important to them. And I'm sure that wasn't Trump's intention. But again, from an ISIS perspective, recruiting poster and those kinds of organizations are always looking for things to put on those posters, and I don't think there's any doubt that this plays right into that.
How is Donald Trump perceived in Israel?
Interesting, because he's supposed to come here in the next week or two, a prearranged visit that allegedly was arranged 2 weeks ago. There's pressure from the opposition in the Israeli parliament on Prime Minister Netanyahu to not meet with Trump. Netanyahu's team put out an announcement earlier today that the meeting will go forward because it was prearranged. But I think from an Israeli perspective, if you will, from a Jewish perspective, those comments 70 years ago in Europe were obviously directed at Jews. I mean, just, you know, replace the words Jew instead of Muslim. And I'm sure from the perspective of Japanese Americans in the United States 70 years ago, you know, there's that famous poem by the German theologian Neumeyer, right? First they came for this, and they came for this, and they came for this, and when they came for me, there was nobody there. Words are incredibly dangerous, and words can ultimately kill. And I don't know, from an Israeli perspective, from a Jewish perspective, speaking for myself, all the horrible words of 75 years ago come right back, and I think we here in Israel need to be particularly sensitive to that. And I personally would, were I to be asked, I would clearly recommend to Netanyahu not to meet with Trump and not to give him that photo opportunity, which can easily be used against, for instance, the Jewish community in the United States. I mean, we all know how this works. It's dangerous stuff. I've been playing with fire.
Professor, thank you so much. We always wish we had more time, but it's a pleasure to have you on, particularly there live in Israel. Utah law professor and counterterrorism expert Amos Giora.